Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dude, if somebody gets up and tries going for the door or some shit, they basically land the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she could ruin your travel plans big mm-hmm. time.
She could ruin it.
If you don't do something, maybe it's up to you. Maybe you have to be the change you want to see in the world.
I don't know, because maybe you're the reason now that the plane gets landed because she freaks out more and goes for the door.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
That's like, a trick, yeah.
Just like, let things be.
Yeah.
Take a word out of the Beatles book and let it be.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're cheeky today.
Oh, yeah. Got hella cheeks.
You do have hella cheeks. Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I am Steve Green.
I'm Nikki Limo. What shit that they didn't tell us this week?
A.K.A. the Crypto King, A.K.A. Iceman.
What's some shit that they didn't tell us this week?
This week, it's about how would you manage these situations? Mm-hmm.
I love making decisions.
Me too. And that's why we are
indeed
judging people on the internet.
For how they made their decisions?
Yes. And determining whether or not they are assholes or not.
Oh, okay.
Are they nice or are they assholes?
I'll be the judge.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling a doctor to shut up on a turbulent flight?
Oh.
I, 30 male, was on a flight from Atlanta to LAX last night. Packed flight. Everyone just trying to get some sleep. About 2 hours in, the lights come on and an announcement crackles to the intercom. Turbulence ahead. Fasten seatbelts. Pretty standard stuff. Then all hell breaks loose. This woman, maybe late 40s, impeccably dressed, starts freaking out, screaming about air pockets, demanding to speak to the pilot, the whole nine yards. Oof. Flight attendant, super patient lady, bless her, tries to calm her down, explaining it's standard procedure. Turbulence is perfectly normal. Nope, this lady's not having it.
Mm-mm.
This lady, we'll call her Jane, throws a fit. Not only screeching nails on a chalkboard kind, but cold, steely fury. She accuses the flight attendant of lying, of putting everyone on the flight in danger. She demands to be deplaned immediately.
What?
Flight attendant says it's not possible mid-flight, and Jane launches in this whole spiel about how she's a doctor. She pulls out an ID to prove it. And if something happens, it's on the airline. Now, the whole rest of the plane's awake. People are grumbling. Some are looking scared. A baby starts to cry. Flight attendant is trying to reason with Jane, but it's like talking to a brick wall. Finally, I just lose it. I yell out probably a little too loudly. Look, lady, we all get turbulence. It's not a 5-star resort, but it's safe. Sit down. Shut up before you get yourself arrested. Everyone stares at me. Jane spins around, eyes ablaze, and starts in on me for disrespecting a medical professional. I fire back that a real doctor wouldn't be causing a scene and freaking everyone out. The flight attendant dives in, trying to mediate, but the damage is done. We had some turbulence, not terrible, but enough to jostle the plane. Jane freaks again, and some people start getting panicky. I feel awful, but maybe did I make things worse? right? If you're in this situation, the flight attendant gives me a look that could curdle milk, but then steers Jane away to talk to her privately. By the time we land, things are calmer, but the tension's thick. Jane gives me a withering look as she disembarks. A few people mutter things under their breath. So am I the asshole? Did I escalate everything?
Did they emergency land or just regular land?
Not regular land.
I think that he probably didn't have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like the flight attendant was trying to calm her down. Yes. And you just like basically just inflamed her. She's clearly a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't even know if she's a real doctor. You don't either.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody knows anything.
Like, I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with anything to say you're a doctor. So
it doesn't help the situation to yell at the person. And I say that with all the reluctance in the world. Yeah. Because I would totally yell at this lady too.
Not if I was on the plane.
Not if you were there.
I'd be like, don't.
That's true.
Don't.
That's true.
Stop. It's not your business.
I know.
I would I guess it's not your business. The flight attendant's got it. She's trained. She's doing her job. And she sounds like she's doing a good job at it. So put your fucking headphones on and butt out.
Yeah.
Like, this lady is causing a scene. You don't need to be, you don't want to put your cape on and be a hero.
But don't you ever worry that, like, it's like, okay, I'm flying all the way to LAX. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
This bitch is going to make them land the plane. Though this bitch is so crazy, it's going to make them land the plane. So maybe we can, like,
how?
If she can calm down. Oh, dude, if somebody gets up and tries going for the door or some shit, they basically land the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she could ruin your travel plans big time.
She could ruin it.
If you don't do something, maybe it's up to you. Maybe you have to be the change you want to see in the world.
I don't know, because maybe you're the reason now that the plane gets landed because she freaks out more and goes for the door.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's a trick, yeah.
Just, like, let things be.
Yeah.
Take a word out of the Beatles book and let it be.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're cheeky today.
Oh, yeah. Got hella cheeks.
You do have hella cheeks.
Yeah, I think the lady's the asshole, and also you were not an asshole, but you probably just didn't need to do that.
But do you agree that he
unnecessary?
Do you agree that he disrespected a medical professional?
No.
I think he did.
So we know that she's a medical professional.
Well, no, but I mean, if she is, then he definitely disrespected her. Yeah. Is that a thing? Don't ever disrespect a medical professional?
I've
never heard that in my life.
Also, I would be terrified if I was her patient.
Dude. Like, what? Same. Plus, I'm an American. I'll disrespect whoever the hell I want. How about that?
Maybe she's a dentist.
Oh, she might be a dentist. And she gets disrespected a lot. Like, you're not even a real doctor.
Yeah.
Or maybe the chiropractor. She's a chiropractor.
Yeah. Well, they don't get
doctors. Oh, they don't get the doctors?
It's like a different thing. It's like a trade. Okay,
so we both agree that the lady's the asshole and you just kind of made a mistake, right?
Yeah, like you escalated it.
Yeah. Okay, should have butted out.
Yeah.
Okay, check this out.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for saying I'm entitled to food that my parents buy? I'm going to keep this short. I'm in college living with my parents.
Okay.
Boom, right? That hits hard.
Yeah.
My parents said, oops, baby, my sister's only 4. They can't afford childcare, so instead of getting a part-time job to help out, I take care of her when they're at work. We got into an argument because they haven't gone grocery shopping and we're running low on food. They use the last of the bread for themselves tonight, and when I brought up what would I eat, we got into an argument. They told me I'm grown, it's not the responsibility to feed me anymore. I told them that's BS and I'm entitled to food because I'm taking care of their kid.
Yeah.
Now they're calling me an entitled brat and saying if I don't fix my attitude, they'll kick me out. I told them go ahead because then they'll be homeless because they can't afford childcare even though with both of them working.
Exactly.
My relatives are telling me I'm in the wrong because I'm an adult and need to grow up, so am I the asshole?
If that little part about you being the nanny wasn't in there, then maybe they would have a case. But childcare is so expensive.
Yeah.
The fact that they're getting that for free and they're not even going to feed you,
it's wild.
Is not okay.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What about the fact that like this is basically their sister? It's his sister.
Yeah.
So you're obligated, I think, to kind of help out with your sister. No,
you're not.
Dang.
No.
Cold-ass Nikki Lima.
Why would I be responsible for the mistake that my parents
made?
That's
your sibling. That's your fucking family.
And I love her. Obviously, that's why I'm taking care of her.
Right.
But like, okay, you're not entitled to my babysitting services then. Like, I want to. I want to help out and I want to, but I deserve a meal.
Don't you want to ride for your sister though and like take care of your
sister? Okay, imagine having a babysitter and not even giving them a meal. Like, let's say you're like not even paying them, and then you don't give them a meal on top of that.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
Like, yeah, this.
If they're both working, they should be doing all right. If they're both working.
In this economy, we never know. True. We never know. People live above their means too. Like, you never, especially if this child was in an accident, they didn't plan for it. Maybe they were already like doing okay, and then they have a child on top of that. That's hella expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Free childcare is pretty bitching.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
That's huge.
It's like huge, huge expenses.
Huge.
Yeah.
So I think that the parents snapped in a moment of weakness, like where they're just stressed about the finances, and that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
You know, when you're stressed about finances, sometimes like every little thing kind of irks you and you're just like, well, you should be paying for your own shit anyway, you know?
Yeah.
But not really considering really the big picture. And then when the OP made a pretty good point, in my opinion, they had to like double down because like, oh, they look kind of silly now. And they don't have any power anymore because their leverage was like, we'll kick you out of the house. It's like, go ahead. You'll have to
you'll be homeless.
Yeah.
I like you'll be homeless.
Would you rather pay for a $15 pizza or...
Dude, get out of here.
Come on.
It's so much cheaper, man.
Come on.
You can, dude, go to Costco's. Get the ramen pack, whatever. It's like $8. You get a cup of noodles for like 40 days.
By the way, when I read the title, I was ready to be on the parents' side.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it tricked me too.
Yeah.
That's why I like the ones that trick you.
I like the ones that trick you too. Yeah, yeah. I'm 100% on OP side. Childcare is not cheap, first of all. Secondly, you don't know who you're having to put your trust into.
That's a fact.
Bunch of like baby touchers out there. Yep. There's like child abusers out there. There's all kinds of crazy folk out there that have licenses to mm-hmm. nanny too. Like, doesn't mean they're not abusers. They're fucking nuts. Now you got to pay for nanny cams. You got to pay for all kinds of stuff. Exactly. Like, and then if you go the like school route, like the daycare system route, mm-hmm. like, okay, well now you don't have personal cameras there. Like, who knows what happens there? And you're paying out your asshole for it. So like, you're lucky you have a kid that even wants to and has a time. What if the kid didn't even go to college in that town and they went to college across the country?
They
how would the parents even, they got so
out.
Lucky.
They lucked out. I like that.
Okay. If anything, I would 100% be like, well, then you're not entitled to my daycare services.
Love it.
You know, I'm not entitled to your food. Noted.
All right. We're moving on.
Yeah. I'm heated for that.
I know,
OP, though.
You are.
Did the comments agree with me?
No, they all disagree.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they all think you sucked.
No,
they think
didn't.
You suck.
Nah.
Yeah, they said that.
They know.
All right, check this out. Am I the asshole for uninviting my friend from my Oscar party over a bottle of whiskey? I like how they say this. I'll just say this on Reddit. All names are fake. Okay, dude. We're going to figure it out. It's Reddit people are so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, credit to this guy, International List, all right? There, I give you credit. Okay, me, 29 male, my wife, Kate. He put it in quotes. 27 female. We host an Oscar watch party at our house every year. Must be a hot party if you think we're going to figure it out, dude. It's the hottest party in the street, I bet. We've been doing that since we moved in together 5 years ago. I wonder if he actually gave us the amount of time or not. We dress up well, place bets on the winners, and eat popcorn. It's a fun tradition that many of our friends look forward to every year. One of those people is Rick, 28 male, a friend of mine from college. My wife loves whiskey. Shortly before last year's party, my father-in-law gifted her a bottle of Macallan. He said he spent about $175 on it. Kate gave birth to our first child in 2022 and was still breastfeeding last year, so she decided to save the bottle for after our son had weaned.
Mm-hmm.
During last year's watch party, Rick got wasted. While reaching for something else in our liquor cabinet, he accidentally dropped and broke the bottle of Macallan. He apologized profusely once he'd sobered up. I was angry, but the whiskey was Kate's, and she forgave him, so I decided to drop the subject.
Okay.
A couple weeks later after that, we asked Rick how he planned on replacing the bottle.
Oh.
He was shocked at our question and told us he didn't intend to. Rick's been having money problems for a while and struggles to pay his rent. He said that since we knew about his condition, it was unreasonable for us to expect him to pay for a $175 bottle of whiskey. I told Rick he had to wait. He had until this year's Oscar party, which was months away at the time, to save up for a new bottle. If he didn't, he would not be welcome at our place for the party. At the time, he agreed. Throughout the year, I asked him about the savings several times. That's weird.
OP's weird.
OP's weirdo. He always told me he was close to the goal. Last week, I asked Rick about it again. He confessed he hadn't actually saved any money for the bottle, so I kept my promise and uninvited him from the party. Both Rick and his girlfriend, who frequently joins him at our parties, are now angry at me for uninviting him over a drunken mistake. They also insist I'm being unsympathetic and entitled by expecting Rick to pay for a new bottle. Kate's on my side, but worried we're being too harsh. I really don't think we are, but as Sunday approaches, I'm starting to feel guilty. I have less than 2 days to sort this shit out. Am I the asshole?
Yeah, I think you're the asshole.
I think you're the asshole, too.
Yeah, like, it's, you're putting this above friendship. Like,
yeah,
it's
like a honest mistake.
It's an honest mistake. Like, I thought at first he was going to say, and he drank it on purpose. Like, yeah. He found out how expensive it was, and he took it all to himself. But no, he, like, accidentally broke it. Like, that's like if I knocked over a vase by accident, like, and you're like, that was a $3,000 vase. It's like, ah, shit, I don't have $3,000. Like,
OP takes himself serious as fuck, first of all.
Yeah, like $175 bottle of alcohol. You're going to ruin a friendship over that.
Yeah, he did.
That's terrible.
It's wild.
Yeah, OP takes himself way too seriously.
Way too seriously.
First of all, you're square, a nerd. I doubt your Oscar party is even fun or cool. Yeah, you probably have
everybody
rules.
Everybody probably privately hates it.
You probably have like rules, like everyone has to dress up like a certain actor or some shit, and like you're really strict about the theme.
The theme is Edward Norton, and he's like, everyone's like, oh, God. I don't want to do Edward Norton this year.
Or he's like, you have to dress up as like one of the actors from the nominated movies. I already called Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he already like calls his
name. Oh, God, exactly.
And you have to dress up like, or you're not invited.
Dude, good for you. You found something you like. I don't want to hate on that.
I honestly think
but
that.
But I think your party sucks.
I think that I think he his party doesn't sucks. Have a lot of people that want to go anyway. No. And now it's getting closer to his party. And he's like, shit, no one's going to be there. And then like, we told Rick that he couldn't come.
Yeah, it's trash your friendship over a bottle of whiskey that was a gift, too.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even like it was out it's of their like, pocket.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's like your chick didn't even work for the thing. It's just like a... I mean, look, it would have been nice if he would have replaced it, right? But like, that's not an expectation I have. People have come to our place and broke things. I don't go like, hey, you owe me money now.
Right, because it's
that
like...
Shit's, I don't. That's not us.
First of all, if it was super valuable in the first place, it wouldn't be out for drunk people to knock over. Like, correct. I just wouldn't have something that was meant a lot to me, that worth a friendship over, that was like out for someone to knock over. But secondly, if it happened and it was a genuine mistake, like... No material object, in my opinion, is worth losing a real friendship over.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to spend money on alcohol anyway for this year's cool, crazy Oscar party. Yeah. Like, just buy the freaking bottle of whiskey then if it's so important to you.
Well, also, like, so, like, if you recall, the first, like, couple months that we lived in this house, your dad came here and broke our microwave instantly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instantly. Like, we bought it. It's, like, out of the box. It's plugged in. 48 hours later, he broke it. How did he break it? You know how they have those, like, the dish inside, the tray?
Yeah, the microwave tray thing, glass tray.
I guess he had an oopsie while he was microwaving, and he cleaned it.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
he broke it in the sink. He like dropped it on accident. And it, like,
yeah, when he
took
was doing dishes at like 4 a.m.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. He's a weirdo.
I think he heals his anxiety by cleaning. And
yes,
so like he just
that.
Looks for shit to clean and stuff. But yeah, it was like dark. And so he dropped the
microwave dish,
the plate.
Broke
and
it.
We have a glass alarm system that like registers if it hears broken glass. It like, like
it's full
sends
alert in
the
house.
Whole house
red
like
alert.
On fire. Yeah. So yeah, he felt really bad for that, but it wasn't an expensive microwave or anything. But even if it was, just
he
like,
owes us for the
he
microwave.
Owes us. Well, then he felt so guilty.
I know, he's so funny.
He tried to send us a new microwave
that's
plate
insane.
And it wasn't the same size at all.
So stupid.
But it was cute. Like, I would just never,
I would never think
I would
like
make
that.
A joke about it. Like,
yeah, same.
Like I would the next year for the party,
I get to break your balls.
I would either break your balls, but I would buy like a whole bunch of Macallan bottles and like, that's all we get to drink that year or whatever. Like I would buy like a few of them.
Yeah. Or you go to like the BevMo and you get the bottles or whatever.
Yeah. Or like the little ones. And like,
yeah.
Since we had to replace that bottle, like we don't have any other drinks. So
I know, make a joke out of it.
Make a joke out
he
of it.
He must hate Rick already.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe
or,
it's an excuse.
And like,
I've done
I mean,
that.
There's some weirdos out like, I mean, not weird. I don't want to like.
No, you say
but
weirdos.
Like,
I'll say it.
It's a neuro thing, like a OCD autist. I'm just like, sometimes people get so wrapped up in the logistics.
They're just dug in on the
like,
logistics.
Well, this
yeah.
is what's fair. here's what's fair. Like, I won't name any names, but there was a family member in which there was a Thanksgiving where the family member was trying to cook a ham. And as they were taking it out of the oven, they were cooking all day long, but they accidentally dropped it. And glass shattered and the ham was ruined and they felt awful. And the first thing that happened was the host of the house started yelling at
shit
them.
For brains. Yes.
Yeah. And was like, it was talking about how they ruined everything because of how expensive that ham was and blah, blah, blah. And it just like sometimes there are certain people who tunnel in on like how expensive something was or like the what went into making that, that they don't take into consideration like the circumstance or people's feelings or the context or anything else involved.
You did leave out the part where I put on my Superman cape and saved the day after that.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Yeah. So my dad drops the ham.
Yeah.
No, my dad drops the ham.
Yeah.
Grass everywhere. Shit for brains yells at dad. I'm not saying who.
Shit for brains yells at dad. I didn't even say who it was.
Shit for brains yells at dad. It was in the moment he was shit for brains.
No, I didn't even say who cooked the meal.
I know, but I'm saying it was my dad. In this hypothetical, it was my dad. And then, you know who? Yeah. In the moment, shit for brains, not shit for brains in general.
Yeah.
He just was emotional just about it. In the moment, shit for brains. And then I threw on my Superman cape, flew, literally just took off, flew to a Chinese restaurant, landed, bought like huge platters of like orange chicken, rice, all this other stuff. In 45 minutes, we had Thanksgiving. We were Gucci.
I don't even remember, but I just
remember
the story.
You're a jerko.
I think I was asleep.
You're probably asleep on the couch. Yeah, probably.
I fall asleep a lot at that place because they keep the heat so damn high. That,
I know,
like,
man.
I just fall asleep.
Yeah, you just sit down and pass out.
Yeah.
Plus, there's seven dogs laying on you.
Yeah.
Okay, that. Yeah, I think this guy's the asshole.
He's just going to learn that he's going to lose friends. Like, honestly,
exactly.
Like, he's just not going to keep very many friendships.
Yeah.
If he lets, like, things like that get in the way.
You got to loosen up out there.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is from Own Pie, which I love. That's a great
Own
name.
Pie?
Own Pie, who says, am I the asshole for refusing to talk to my parents until they give me an honest answer to my question? To let a little suspense build, I'm not going to tell you what the question is. I, 17 male, live with my parents and younger siblings. We were very close until recently. My first mom died when I was 6 years old. She developed eclampsia, nailed it, in late stages of the pregnancy with me, and she never recovered. A few weeks later, my dad packed up and moved with me because he couldn't stay where they were planning a life together. Makes sense. This left her family behind. She has parents, siblings, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, who were always very tight-knit family. My dad met my adoptive mom when I was 7 months old. Out of insecurity on my mom's part and a desire to forget the future he had planned with my mom, contact between my biological maternal side was limited to once a year. My mom didn't want to share the role of mom. Uh-huh. She knew my family would want to talk about my mom around me, would want me to know she existed, but she didn't want to feel like she was less of a true mom. And my dad had just never gotten over the pain of losing my mom, and he buries the past and her. Cope.
I see.
I don't fully understand why they couldn't put me first in that decision, but hey, they didn't. My childhood was mostly happy. I had some negatives like wishing I knew my family better or had known my mom. Also, I wasn't accepted by my adopted mom's family, so that was always fun.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Then I had more contact with my family. It started with texting, then calling, then Zoom calls, then convincing my dad to let me go for a weekend here and there. He and my mom did not like it, and the decision confused my siblings, too. I've loved getting to know them, and they have loved getting to know me. Grandparents' rights weren't an option for them because of that one visit per year, so seeing me more is huge for them. My parents really started to let me know how much they disliked all this extra contact. My dad says it's painful, and my mom told me she feels less important because I'm chasing a relationship that ties to a mom I don't remember.
That's so selfish. Yikes.
A couple weeks ago, they told me I should think of them and my mom's feelings. I asked them how they would feel if they were in my mom's shoes or her family's shoes. If they died when the child was just a baby and they were erased by their spouse and his new spouse, would they be okay with that? This is the question.
Yeah.
And would they be okay if my siblings or I died with a newborn and they never got to be a real part of their lives? They, of course, refused to answer.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah. I told them I didn't want to speak until they gave me an answer because they were being totally unfair to me. My parents are currently very angry about this. My siblings asked me why I had to make this such a big deal. So I posed the question, if one of us died and we never got to see their only child, would they be okay with that? It helped them to understand, but my parents don't like my no talking thing. But all they want is to talk about this topic, and they won't give me an answer. Am I the asshole? That's a good one, right?
Yeah, but very clearly not the asshole. I don't even see a world where
your parents are trying to drive a wedge between you and like this relationship that your mom deserved to have.
Yeah,
she had it taken from her. She had it robbed from her.
Uh huh.
Like she that's his mom, and these guys are like, you
should. Not his mom.
No. The
spouse's mom.
The spouse's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, to me, that's
part of the family he married into.
Yeah, the family he got into. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously,
his first mom was his mom.
Yeah.
And she deserved to have a relationship with him, mm-hmm. even, alive or dead, in my opinion.
Alive or dead, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just sad for the grandparents, in my opinion.
Big time.
On that side. Because it's like, you have a brand, everyone's getting excited for the newborn. Mm-hmm. Imagine like you go to the baby showers, like, you know, yeah. and there's a tight knit family, and then the baby's born, but you lose your daughter. And then on top of losing the daughter, you lose your grandchild too. Unbeknownst that you were going to be able, that you were going to lose the grandchild. You're just like, well, now it's like two people died instead of just the one. And now they have to mourn that. Two deaths, and dad only has to mourn the one death, but
once a year is wild to me.
It's so selfish.
So selfish.
So,
yeah.
So selfish. And how dare this stepmom come in and just like expect her feelings to matter more?
I know. It's like, so weird.
Like, that's so weird to me. And especially if you know that your family's not really treating the stepchild as good.
Right.
But I've had a childhood friend that still very close to that was raised in a very similar situation. Mm-hmm. She didn't lose her biological mom to like death, but like to drugs.
Yeah.
So like her biological mom got like locked up or whatever. And when she was like a baby, and then the dad remarried, and then the stepmom was just like this, like where it was like, I'm the mom, but then like she was treated differently than their biological kids.
It's insane, yeah.
And so the siblings didn't really understand what my friend was going through. And the mom just kept trying to guilt trip her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wild trend. Speaking of wild things, we're going to take a little break.
Yes.
Because it's just got too wild.
Got way too wild.
Yeah.
But OP, you're not the asshole.
Yeah, seriously. And hey, if you like the show, nothing helps it more than joining our Patreon. Patreon.com/sticky.
STIKKI.
And you get this show a day early on there. Plus, I do a show on there called Crypto Corner every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have been questioning this crypto market, and the most important thing is just getting involved, learning how this stuff works. That's what we do. Also,
crypto.
Yeah, crypto. And also, we do a free roll poker tournament every month with cash prizes.
And we do a live stream.
Yes.
And we have an awesome Discord community. So check it out.
So
check it out.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show. Okay, we are back.
Okay.
So, check this out.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for enjoying my retirement while hubby still works?
No.
Right? I, 52 female, have worked for the same employer for 29 years. And I will be eligible to collect a pension in a year after 30 years of service.
Hell yeah.
For clarity, my pension will be about 80% of my current salary.
Ooh, that's sick.
Ooh, that's lit.
Yeah.
I would get a part-time job to supplement the pay loss and have something to do a couple days a week. Hubby, 53 male, thinks it would be wrong for me to retire and that I should have to work full-time.
What?
We've been married for 20 years this week and he thinks... that I, if he still has to work, that I should still have to work.
What? Like a misery loves company thing? Like, yeah. Why does that matter? Why does it matter?
I don't know. Am I the asshole for wanting to enjoy my retirement?
He's just jealous. Yeah. Why does that matter? No, you're not the asshole, but like, what would be the difference between her being at home or working a part-time job and her being at a full-time job? You're not seeing her.
It's pure
like,
jealousy.
Like, why do you need monopolization of her time? Like,
what? It's what a weird,
weird
move, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. 100%
jealousy. Like,
what a strange.
If I have to work, then you do too. Like, what, bro? Like, why? Like what is
jealous
it?
Jealous much?
Also, like, why? It just seems like wouldn't you want your wife to be happy? I don't get why. Why? No, you got to work for the man in a different place. Like, what is it? Why? I don't get it. That one baffles me.
Yeah. Right.
I can't even begin to understand the other side of that.
Yeah, homie's just jealous as fuck.
Yeah, I wish that husband would come on and like explain his side.
I know. I would love that. Honestly, I would pay to hear his side.
Yeah.
Because it'd be so fascinating.
It was like when I joke said that you should have to change your last name by taking the E off the end because it was such a pain in the ass for me to change my last name.
But then guess what you'd have to do? You'd have to take the E off the end.
Well, I would have done it at the same process, but yeah. I just wanted you to have the horrible time too. But it was a joke.
I know.
Like, this guy's being serious. That's something I would say as a joke. Like,
I
if
know.
You got to retire, I'd be like, no, I don't get to retire, so you can't either. Like,
there's
it's a
no
joke.
Way.
I would never do that.
Well, our relationship's too good. I mean, it's that we would laugh about this whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like, this is so ridiculous. I can't even fathom, like,
same.
How he thinks he's valid in any
unless he's,
sport.
It's a bit. Like, I don't know how else you get there.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Check this out. Am I the asshole for asking to borrow my girlfriend's car after I made fun of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? My girlfriend is a very practical person and has a as long as it runs, I don't care kind of mentality towards cars and most things in general. I, however, am an amateur mechanic and really like cars. Currently, I'm driving and working on my BMW 535i. My girlfriend has a 2015 Toyota RAV4, which she bought new. I have joked it's ugly and it pissed her off. I mean, I didn't think she took it so seriously. My parents live in the mountains now and my mom had her tonsils removed after frequent strep infections. I wanted to visit her, but there was a lot of snowfall, which froze, and my car is a rear-wheel drive. I asked to switch cars with my girlfriend. She said no. When I asked why, she told me I kept making fun of it. I hadn't made fun of her car for months, and it's ridiculous she still remembers as making a big deal out of me borrowing her car. I argued with her, but she wouldn't budge and told me to rent a car if it was such a big deal. Last-minute rentals are like $150 a day. Yeah, used cars are wild right now. And I plan to stay overnight. $300-ish for a three-hour drive seems crazy, and I offered to pay her $100 for her car for the weekend and got shut down. I kind of feel like she's being childish, but am I the asshole for making fun of her car?
she's definitely being petty, but
she's my kind of petty.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this bitch.
It really depends on how hard you went, because it sounds like you went hard enough.
He must
for
have
her.
Went hard enough.
Yeah, hard enough for her not to forget.
He's like,
it.
What a piece of shit! You honestly, like, BMW 535i
made her feel bad.
That's what I'm saying.
She remembered that.
Yeah.
Like. I'm on her side.
I'm on her side too. Well, you know me. I'm petty. I'll always take the petty side.
Yeah.
But to me, that, I mean, she gets to have her revenge.
You were being a big egomaniac, being like, oh, yep. I know about cars and I'm better than you and I have a better car than you and blah, like, blah, blah.
Doing that, you know how like some people when they know something, quote unquote, they go, they get snide with you about every little thing that you, like, it's so simple. You're such a simpleton compared to
them. They're looking down on you.
Like oh, okay. You think that?
Uh-huh. Well, clearly you don't know about cars because I do, and that's why my car is better, bitch. Yeah, I borrow your car? Fuck no.
Fuck no. Agreed. Price just went up.
Yeah.
Price just went
go
up.
Go rent one.
Exactly.
It's too ugly anyway.
Exactly. I would dig in on that point nonstop.
Yeah. Be like, oh no, way too ugly for you. You're too beautiful for this car.
Yeah.
Can't have you be touching your beautiful hands and body.
Exactly.
Might taint you.
Dude, I have had so many petty moments that.
No way.
Yeah, I know. This girl, to me, should be knighted by the Queen of England.
Me?
Is there a Queen of England anymore?
What girl? The person in there?
No, the chick in there. Yeah, she should be knighted.
There's. Not currently a queen of England.
There's not, right?
No, there's a king.
There's just a king, and there's like Charles. A queen regent or some shit like that. Basically, like
she's like a there's princesses, and then there's
no, there's a queen regent, I think, but it's basically like a bee queen.
I don't know. It's like I don't keep up.
Yeah,
I don't believe in the monarchy.
Oh, I do.
The malarkey.
You don't believe in the malarkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're. An asshole, but not like a.
You're my kind of asshole.
Not like a major asshole.
You're an asshole, but I am too.
No, you're talking about the girlfriend.
Yeah, the girlfriend.
Yeah, but that's not OP.
Oh, right. OP, you suck. Yeah. OP sucks. Yeah, OP sucks.
I'm just.
He's not an asshole.
Yeah, it's
he
like.
He just is getting what he deserves.
You fucked up, and now you're getting the punishment
getting
for
what
it.
You deserve.
You got a delayed punishment, and hope you don't repeat the mistake.
Yeah, dude. Hey.
Maybe you learned a lesson from that.
Yeah, dude. You wrote a check. That your ass can't cash.
Yeah.
That's it. Happens to a lot of people.
Well, you trade in your BMW for
fucking exactly
a car that works.
Yeah, go get a car that you can use to visit your mom when she's in the mountains, bud.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's bud. Exactly what I would say. Oh my God. Okay. Am I the asshole? My ex-wife allowed our 16-year-old daughter to get a tattoo and it looks god awful, and I had to tell my daughter the truth. Here's the story.
Okay.
Tattoos are very common in my family. I myself am heavily tatted. I'm very lucky to have a supremely talented artist in my family, and he just so happens to be a tattoo artist. So admittedly, I'm a bit of a snob.
Okay.
Okay, in any event, when my daughter started asking about getting work done, I was fine with the idea, but I wanted her to wait until she turned 18 and to have my expert cousin do it for her.
Yeah.
My ex-wife and her husband had other ideas. They had a, quote, family tattoo event last week. They did not tell me beforehand, and I found out afterwards that this was a deliberate decision. They didn't want to tell me for fear that I would disagree. Well, as the title indicates, this piece of, quote, work looks horrible. It's a genuinely bad tattoo. I told my daughter what I thought. I am disappointed she was impatient and jumped into a big choice with so little thought. Now, no one over there will talk to me. My daughter won't answer the phone I pay for. Her mother won't respond to me. I get the importance of like a first tattoo, and in defense of the daughter, she didn't have a good concept behind it. She was just trying to honor her great grandmother. She just jumped the gun and in the process now has a shitty tattoo on her body. Should I have just stayed quiet? Am I wrong? I'll be happy to fill in more details if it helps you all reach an answer.
Yeah, I think that there's a little bit more emotion behind it than the tattoo, right?
Yeah, clearly.
And honestly, like, if she hadn't gotten it already and you were having that discussion of like arguing your case, then it wouldn't be assholey. But you're telling someone after they just got a permanent thing done to their body that you think it sucks and it's terrible
and
work.
Look, whether you like it or not, she sees you as an authority on the subject. You're her heavily tatted father.
Yeah.
When you say something sucks that's permanently on her body, that weighs heavy on the soul.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he's a dick.
Yeah.
And clearly this is about how they excluded him from this.
For sure.
And that's why he's petty. And,
but he's taking it out on
her. He's taking it out on the wrong place, yeah.
And I think he probably could have, like, his silence would have been loud enough on, like, the Maybe. Matter without her, him having to put her down.
Yeah.
And if she, like, was like, how do you like it? He could give an honest opinion without going, being so harsh.
Shitty.
Yeah, you could just be like, I think my cousin would have done a better job.
Yeah.
Like, a more quality job.
Or, hey,
but if you like it, then...
If you like it, good for you. But yeah, he could clean it up, fix it a little bit, maybe?
I don't know.
Is that constructive?
I don't know how tattoos work. You're the tatted one in this family.
I am the tatted one in this family. I do have a tattoo that I got with all my buds.
I believe my body is a temple.
But... I don't. I disrespect my body when I fulfill a bet.
Yeah, you're marked by the beast now.
I heard that, but mine just says that I'm afraid of everything, so I think that it evens out.
Hope you're afraid
mine
of...
Mine says I'm afraid of everything in Japanese, so I think...
I hope you're afraid of out. Judgment Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's coming,
damn,
bad.
I didn't realize that I was in the Crucible. My yeah. wife is like, you know, the lady in the Crucible, one of them, one of the abbeys.
You got one temple.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that one's pretty clear.
Yeah, you're being an asshole for the right reasons.
You're hurt. Yeah,
I get it. You're hurt. Like, and honestly, like, it wasn't like the most asshole-y thing ever, but like, yeah, I mean, your daughter did a dumb thing. She did a dumb thing. She should have listened to you. You're the authority on the subject anyway, and like, you have a better artist. Like, so I don't know her side. Maybe there's more info that we're not getting.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the daughter really wanted it done a certain way by, and like the dad was set on his artist, and maybe yeah. she's like, I don't really like that artist's work. Maybe like it was something like that.
Have you ever heard a more like boomer dad sentence than she refuses to answer the phone that I pay for?
That part's an asshole.
Yeah,
thing
that's
to
an
say.
Asshole
yeah.
for sure. I think the whole thing, he's an asshole, but that one, I'm like, that's probably the worst thing he said.
Yeah, it's because he's hurt.
Yeah. But I'm paying for that phone. You have to pick it up. It means you have to pick it up. I fucking love it. He's such a wounded man.
I know.
Oh.
Grasping for any control.
Oh, yeah. So good. Am I the asshole for kicking my son's girlfriend out of my house for being lazy and rude?
Ooh.
I, 42 female, live with my husband of 7 months, Roland, and my son, Silius. My son had been seeing a girl named Louise for a little over a year. So he is 20 and she is 19.
Okay.
About her, I only met her a handful of times. She grew up in foster care, lived in special supervised accommodations for young people who have aged out of the system. She also received some kind of settlement totaling a little over 100 G's. So she at least had a little money to her name. The day before Roland and I got married, my son tells me that his girlfriend decided to leave where she lived because she felt she lacked privacy due to frequent visits from the building supervisors.
Ew.
She'd been looking for an apartment for months with no success, as she's unemployed and most landlords in my city require proof of employment. She had already notified the folks at her transitory accommodations that she would be leaving, so she had nowhere to go once the deadline for her to leave had arrived. He asked if she could come stay with us until she figured things out, which I agreed to without much thought, as my mind was preoccupied with all the last-minute wedding preparations. 10 days later, after the wedding, she moves in. We all agreed this would be a temporary situation until Louise found her own place. We discussed my house rules. Treat everyone with respect. Pick up after yourself. I also told Silius and Louise that if they hadn't found accommodations after 1 month, I would start charging them a bit for rent to cover me the increased expense of having a new household member. For the first month that she was with us, she did no chores and would leave dirty dishes in the sink.
Oof.
My husband called a family meeting where we discussed how we would like chores to be split. She rejected all but one of the chores on the list, cleaning the bathroom, which she rarely did, to the point where we just didn't bother asking her to do it anymore.
Oh my
she rejected
gosh.
Everything on the list except
what?
For cleaning the bathroom.
How do you just reject it?
I don't know. Then, for the disrespectful behavior, yelling, cursing, and screaming at me
what?
When I would confront her about undesirable behaviors, complaining that we made too much noise when we were getting ready for work in the morning, etc.
What? This bitch.
After an argument in November, I told my son that she needed to be out of the house by March 1st. Wow. She just stayed in my son's room all day long doing heaven knows what while he went to school and work. In mid-February, I reminded Silius that she was to be gone by March 1st. Then February 29th comes. That morning, she was lucky there was leap year.
Yeah. Got an extra day.
You got an extra day. That morning, as my husband was leaving for work, Louise screamed from my son's room, "Oh my God, why does it, he have to be so fucking loud?" When Silius came out of his room, I told him she needed to leave. Things escalated. The cops got called. She and my son are now gone. I reached out to my son so we could talk. It's been silent treatment from him since. Am I the asshole?
No.
Yeah, your son is the asshole.
No, you set a boundary and you stuck with it.
Your son is like literally terrorizing you with this chick.
Yeah.
And forcing you to deal with it because you love your blind. Son. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He'll realize like, I mean, they're young. You do everything for your fucking partner, right?
Yeah.
Being a writer for his partner, but like,
disrespectful way. And when they're so wrong, sometimes you have to be like, hey, you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
That's also being a writer for your person is telling them the truth.
Yeah. You know? I agree.
But like, but not doing this, it in front of the parents.
This girl is such a shit show nightmare. She's probably like manipulative and she probably has the son wrapped around her finger. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like she just doesn't do anything she doesn't want to do.
That's
like,
what I think.
She just does whatever the fuck she wants.
Why do they have to be so fucking loud? I can't imagine.
No.
First of all.
No.
You're a guest in someone's house and you do the dish that you dirtied.
Yes. And imagine when you're like our kid goes mm-hmm. to school mm-hmm. and then there's just a stranger like in our house.
I know.
Like in his room all the time. Like, ugh. Like just the thought of that. Just like,
dude, my parents did that shit.
What? Having like
Nate had a girl.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Come live with us for like 2 years.
Yeah, it's
bananas.
Weird. Bananas. It's weird obviously, that girl was probably polite, but yeah, imagine now this stranger is also complaining about how loud I am in my own house, and you're dirtying the dishes, and you don't even do any chores. No, hell no. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Prison time.
Get out of my house. No, you're not an asshole. You basically, they thought they were calling a bluff, and you were like, nah, I had value, bitch.
Full blown
yeah.
prison time.
I got aces.
Yeah, forget
it. Get out of my house.
You're a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they called the cops. That's rational. That's better than like physical.
At least they dug in and got it done.
Exactly.
Because I was worried she was going to delay it.
Well,
even again.
Or be a squatter about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try to be a squatter.
Yeah. Certain states you can do
at
that.
At least they're like not living in those states. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, protect your home, right? And then also, like, don't let people walk on you. And
amen. Well, imagine the son made it so that, you know, you get home from work and you're not looking forward to coming home to your own home.
Yeah,
that sucks, man.
But I don't think you like really realize all this context when you're that young.
That's true.
Like, because all you've ever known is living at your parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't understand what it's like to have to pay for your own living situation.
Good point.
You know, so you don't have that context of like someone violating your space.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, my parents are being a dick right now. You know, like my mom's being a dick.
See, I didn't like it. When I went home and like see my brother.
Yeah.
And having like this chick like all over the place.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Well, of course. It's like because you feel a little ownership of the house too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that for me, because I remember getting in little arguments with my parents because I would invite friends over and I didn't see the big deal, but my dad would freak out because the house was a mess and like whatever. And I didn't really see it that way. Yep. I was just like, I'm inviting friends over. And like, I got yelled at a lot and I didn't get it. Like, but now I get it because like,
yeah.
If our house is dirty and then like you want to invite guests over and I'm like not prepared and there's like laundry everywhere or something, I'd be upset too, but I didn't. You don't really like have those type of perspectives as
Hell
a kid.
No.
And I'm not saying he's a kid, but he's like, you know, doesn't have anything to compare it to.
Exactly. Well, guess what, folks? That's all the time we have for today.
All right.
We hope you had a good old time.
We hope that you feel adequately judged.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
On whether or not you are indeed an asshole. If you disagreed with any of our opinions, let us know in the comments.
Light them up.
I'd love to know why you think I have not judged fairly.
Yeah. Why we judged poorly.
Yeah.
we can take it.
Sometimes I've been wrong in the past. Like people commented and I missed a part. Like, I remember sticking up for something and I missed a part where it was like they hit their kid. And I'm like, I was not trying to stick up for someone that abused their child. But they pointed that out in the comments and I was like, yep, I don't know how I missed that. I did not hear that at all.
It's pretty amazing.
But yeah. Yeah. So if I miss something, you let us know.
Yeah, you let us know.
Keep us in check. And
we learn.
We will see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.